Well, the problem is that the Department of Education has kept parents in the dark as relates to toxic fumes in the school.
Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer.
Classrooms should be a place for creativity, not a place for contamination. And I think that we have to say once and for all, it is so much easier to be transparent, be collaborative, work with teachers and parents, and not try to hide things or cover up things, because at the end of the day, parents are going to find out.
And that's what happened. Ann Binstock is co-chair of the PS 87 Parents Association.
Fourth graders were sitting in the classroom where there was an odor that was detected. They were removed from the classroom. The custodial staff fixed and turned off that particular light, put in a work order. 3 weeks later, that was when the fixture was abated, and the PCBs apparently had leaked within the fixture. So there were no PCBs dropping out of the ceiling, and it wasn't until 3 weeks later that they determined that there had been a PCB leak. But that was all in December, and this is now March.
So the Parents Association found out about this recently.
We just found out about this week in the most accidental way. One of our board members was reading news coverage about schools that were slated for remediation this summer and saw our school, PS 87, on a list of schools that was slated to be remediated more quickly. And as parents, we wondered, why all of a sudden are we on a list that says our school needs immediate remediation? And after probing and asking questions of our administration and the Department of Education, only then did we learn that a leak had happened in our school in December.
And it's widespread. It's not just the school.
I mean, the building's from the 1950s. You can only assume that there is PCBs in all of the fixtures now. Are all of them leaking? Probably not. But we can only make assumptions that it's a serious problem that is happening in many of the classrooms.
Polychlorinated biphenyls migrate from window joints and they leak from lighting fixtures. They were used in school buildings built in the mid-50s to the mid-70s until it was discovered that they are a health hazard. PCBs have plagued the school system for many years. Heightened awareness of the scope of the use of PCBs increased pressure on the Department of Education to address the problem. But that isn't happening fast enough. Gigi Garcon is an organizer with New York Lawyers for the Public Interest in the Environmental Justice Program. She says they were notified of the PCB issue in 2009, starting with caulk around the windows.
We sued and got a consent agreement with the city to study the problem of caulk, which is how the lights were then discovered, that the predominant source of contamination of PCBs into the air comes from these leaking lights, which are outdated and failing en masse around the city. Since September, we know of at least 8 schools that have had similar situations with emergency incidents with failing lights and leaks.
But yet the problem is much wider spread than that. It's not 8 schools. It's what, 700-800 schools?
No, it's at least 700 to 800 buildings. And currently, I believe they have about 143 on what they call, quote unquote, fast track remediation, which means that some of them aren't going to be fixed until 2016.
Unacceptable, says New York State Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal. She says the Department of Education has been lagging behind on addressing this problem.
They discovered PCBs in lighting ballasts some years ago, and then they said they would take a 10-year timeline to fix all of the ballasts in all the schools in the city. That's unacceptable. No child, no teacher, no staff worker should be exposed to PCBs for that length of time. I have a bill in Albany that would mandate that the Department of Education clean up these PCBs within 2 years, and even that is too long.
In the meantime, children in public schools throughout the city are in danger.
They're neurotoxin. They're dangerous to pregnant women. They cause cognitive and learning problems. But most of all, the EPA has termed them a possible human carcinogen. Cancer agencies have called them a probable cancer-causing agent. And that is no way to have children sit in school being exposed to that.
What happened to the fourth graders who were sitting in the classroom?
Well, they were evacuated. The classroom was aired out, but they came back the next week after the weekend. So they continue to stay in that classroom.
Rosenthal says she's going to continue to force the Department of Education to ensure that every school is free from PCBs. And parents at the rally today demanded that their school be remediated this summer and that the same attention be paid to schools around the city. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.